The topic of today's daf is the issue called Ona'a. The Torah says that when purchasing an item, both the seller and the buyer have a responsibility not to overpay or underpay, so overcharge or underpay. And that really has three different ways in which it can happen. Maybe a person overpaid, let's assume like the first view of less than a sixth. So then we assume that he who overpaid that amount realizes, you know, sometimes in business a little bit of a mistake happens, it was a little bit of a misunderstanding, he just forgives it. If what he overpaid was a sixth of the item, so then already that's really price gouging. That amount has to be returned, and he can demand that it gets returned. We'll see in the Gemara, he could even demand that the deal gets overturned. If it's more than a sixth, then certainly the deal is overturned, and the object gets returned. Yeah.
This is from Jew to Jew.
Yes.
And is there any responsibility on the buyer if he realizes he was undercharged a sixth, or he didn't pay enough?
Yeah. If he underpays, the same would be.
Right? This is for any items or is it distinguished between, let's say, bread and jewelry, for example?
No, any movable item. Doesn't apply to property, but any movable item.
And services?
Whether services?
Yeah, it would be the same.
Whether it's a staple or non-staple?
Yes, all movable items. So the Mishnah now says, we'll start again with the Mishnah on Mem Testament Days. We ran through it yesterday. Ha'ona'a, the measure of ona'a, of overcharging, is a sixth, according to the first Tana, according to the first opinion. And that means it's arba kesef, it's four silver ma'os. When me'estin v'arba kesef l'sela, when a sela is being sold for 24 silver ma'os, if there was an overcharge of four silver ma'os, then we would say that's ona'a, that overcharge has to be returned, or has to be accepted back. Shtus l'mekach. In other words, when you have 24 ma'os for a sela, so what is a sixth of 24? It's four. So a sixth of the item's price. Ad masai mutter l'hachzir. Now, how long does the victim who was overcharged have to be able to demand that the seller return to him that sixth that he was overcharged? Ad kidei shiyir latagar. He has enough time to go to a merchant to show him that which he purchased and say, listen, this is what I purchased for this and this price. Was it a fair price? And the merchant said, no, so you were fleeced.
So like a Monday and Thursday? Like that?
No, it's probably an afternoon. Olakrovo, or enough time for him to go and show his relative what he purchased. And if that amount of time already passed and he hasn't demanded the return, then he can no longer demand the return because we say at that point he's already forgiven the fact that he was overcharged. Mm-hmm. However, that's the view of the Tanna Kamma, that the amount of overcharging is a sixth. Ho Rabbi Tarfon b'Lud, Rabbi Tarfon, when he was in Lud, made a ruling. And he said, Ha'onah is a third. Shmona kesef, eight silver ma'os. Me'esrim v'arba kesef l'sela. When a sela is being sold for 24 silver ma'os. Shlish l'mekach. If it's a third overcharge, if you paid a third too much, then you can demand the money back. But if you paid a sixth too much, that's apparently mechila, that's forgiven, and you can't demand it back. So the merchants of Lud were very happy. They said, oh great, you know, if we make mistakes and we end up getting more than we should have been getting, we won't have to return it. However, Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon then added, in terms of how long you have to return, Kalayom, it's an entire day, not just an afternoon, not just a couple of hours to go to a merchant or to a relative. You have the entire day, and if you come back the next day, you're entitled to get a return. Kol hayom mutar l'achzir, the whole day, you can return it. So amru lo, and demand the the holder, he can return it and demand the onah back. Amrilosa, they said to him, Yaniach lan Rabbi Tarfon Kamenu. Let Rabbi Tarfon, you know, leave us alone in our place. The Chazlu Dibre Chacham, they'd rather have the laws of the sages that the measure of onah is a sixth, but the amount of time to demand that onah back is quite limited. It's only the amount of time it would take for the person to show what he purchased to a relative or to the merchant who knows prices.
So, Rabbi, what happens if somebody buys something, doesn't have all the money, and keeps a deposit on it, and come back 3 days later to pay the balance, and during these 3 days, you know, he finds out that he was overcharged.
Addresses the question that we saw yesterday, whether a down payment gets you a right on the whole thing or only a right relative to the down payment.
No, I'm talking about price gouging here now. If you find that was overcharged...
Yeah, but the clock may never have started ticking. If you say that a down payment only acquires relative to the amount of the down payment, so the clock never started ticking.
That's right. And Rabbi, what's the benchmark? I mean, if we have the blizzard and the shovels are in short supply, and you know, there's only one store with the shovels, and the price is going now sky high, but there are no shovels around in all of England. Mm-hmm.
So the benchmark is the going price. So whatever the market will bear, whatever is the normal accepted price in the market, that's the benchmark. So let's say right now... No, so let's say gas, right? Gas right now in the markets here in New Jersey is $2.31 or so for a gallon of regular unleaded. If you go into a gas station and he says, oh, for you it's going to be $3, that would be a price gouging. But if, let's say, there was a storm and a gas shortage and all the gas stations are raising the price now to $5, that's not considered onah. That's not onah. Onah is... that he took advantage of your ignorance of the standard market price. So you don't know what the standard market price is. For you, you need this item. So he said, oh, okay, I can take advantage here. Okay, for you, it's $5. That's onah. But if the standard market price all around is whatever it is, then that's the standard price. That's fair. Only in regards to basics did we see that there is a limitation... similar numbers in terms of profit that a person selling basics like food, wine, oil can only charge 1/6 profit. He can only make 1/6 profit. But outside of that, in terms of onah, whatever the market has set as the price, that's the benchmark. And then from there you have a sixth.
Just to clarify, we're talking about the month of the marazman. We're not talking about hours, month, or it's the same thing.
It's the same.
Why don't you go through the math? Why don't you just say six thoroughly?
So we're about to see, because it's a machlokas amorayim, perhaps, how you reckon that sixth, how you value that, how you figure out that sixth. So Itmar, we learned. An argument amongst amorayim. Rav Amar, Rav said, shtus mekach shaninu. And the Mishnah speaks about a sixth. It means a sixth of the... price of the item. So let's say we talk about a coin. The coin goes for 24 ma'os. That's the price. So a sixth would be that instead of paying him 24 ma'os, I paid him 20 ma'os. Then I would underpay by a sixth. Or he charged me 28 ma'os. So out of 24, a sixth is four. He overcharged me a sixth. He made me pay 28. That's how you reckon the sixth, only by the price of the item. However, Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, you have this law of a sixth, and that sixth has to be returned, even if it's a sixth based on what was charged, not based on the absolute price. Just ma'os, nami shaninu, that would also be onah. So what does this mean? It follows. Shavi Shita, if you have an item worth six, this cup goes for $6. And Bechamisha, you ended up getting it from this guy for only five. So you underpaid by a sixth. or shavi shita, it's worth six, it sells for six, and he charged you shiva, seven. So again, 1/6 of six is one. He added that one to the charge. So that's ona, kuli amalo pligi. In these cases, that's what we call shtus mekach, a sixth of the item that's being sold. Then certainly everybody agrees. Basar mekach hazlinan, we look at the item and its price. There was a sixth overcharge or underpayment, and it's ona. It was taking advantage. The person who was taken advantage of can demand that things be reversed. So if the guy paid seven for that which was worth six, that which goes for six, he can demand that he get that shekel back. If a guy only paid five for something which goes for six, the seller can demand, give me another shekel. He pligi, where is the argument? When it's shavi chamisha, the price of the item really is five. So what is a sixth of five? It's not one. One is 20% of five. It's a fifth of five. So it's worth five. It goes for five. But he charged shita. He charged sixth. And I paid six. So when I pay six for an item which is five, that means that I overpaid by a fifth. I didn't overpay by a sixth. I overpaid by a fifth. If I look at the value of the item. Or shavi shiva, it goes for seven. So one out of seven is 1/7, not 1/6. But I paid only shita, I only paid six. So the Shmuel, damar basar mosas linan, according to Shmuel, who said that we reckon a sixth even based on that which was paid, idi v'idi ona havi. These cases are also considered ona. Because since I paid six, so even though it's worth five, but I paid six, out of six, the extra amount that I paid is one. One is 1/6 out of six. If it was worth six, and I paid, if it was worth seven, but I paid six, so of what I paid, the six, 1/6 of that is one, and one is the amount that I underpaid. So according to Shmuel, this is also called ona. However, the Rav, according to Rav, the only way you can say it's a sixth is if it's a sixth of the purchase price of the not of what was actually paid, but what of the list price. So basar mekach hazlinan, he says the sixth has to be a sixth of the list price. So shavi chamisha b'shita, if the list price is five, but I paid for it six, that's not ona. Rather, that was overpaying by a fifth, which is bitul mekachavi, which is much more than a sixth, and the whole deal is reversed. And shavi shiva b'shita, if the list price was seven, and I got away with paying six for it, so then the amount that I underpaid was one out of seven. One out of seven is less than one out of six. So mechila havia, that means the seller forgives it. And therefore, it's not within the category of ona. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel is of the opinion, ki amrinan, when would we say the rules? That if it's less than a sixth, there's mechila, there's a forgiveness. If it was more than a sixth overcharge, it's bitul mekach, it reverses the whole deal. Hechadaleka shtus mishteit stadim. That from every point of view, both from the point of view of the list price and from the point of view of what was actually paid, it wasn't the sixth. Aval hechad ika shtus mitzad echad. But if from any point of view, maybe it's only the point of view of the price that was paid, it's a sixth. But if from any point of view it is a sixth, it's already within the rule of ona. It was an overcharge or an underpayment, and the person, once he protests within the limited amount of time, is entitled to get that amount back. Yeah.
Is there an obligation on the buyer when he finds out that he underpaid by more yes. than a sixth to go back?
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
obligated to go back to
yeah.
the seller?
Yeah.
Rabbi, during that limited time, the purchaser has the item, so he doesn't really own the item. Is he a watchman? Is he a paid watchman? Is he responsible for the item?
He would be a paid watchman.
He'd be a paid watchman.
Yeah. But the point that Roy made, Rabbi, if you bought for a price, you don't have an obligation to inquire whether you underpaid. Right? You don't have a duty to inquire.
You have to inquire, but you know, if there's a going price for something and you did the wrong thing, so you have to return. So now we're going to see if we can bring a proof to these points of view. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ha'ona'ah, that amount which we say is an overcharging, which therefore the buyer can demand that he return, that the seller take that overcharge back, is dalet kasef, is four ma'ah, me'asim v'arba kasef, when 24 ma'ah are going for a seller. In other words, shtus lemekach, a sixth of the price, of the list price. My love, so presumably what's the case? The Zav and Shav Yesen, V'esen V'arba, that the Sela, the going price for a Sela is actually 20, and the buyer was taken advantage of, and he paid 24. So you see that Shtus Ma'os, Nami Shaninu, that even though it's only a sixth based on what was paid, right, because the list price was 20, 4 out of 20 is more than a sixth. It's one-fifth. It's already 20%. But you see that this is still considered a sixth, because we call it a sixth based on the price that was actually paid. So Mezalot, that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was the Zav and Shav Yesen V'Arba. The seller was going for 24, and I underpaid. I got it be'esrim for 20. So 1 second. So Minas Ana. So who was taken advantage of? Mocher. The seller was taken advantage of. Ema Seifa, but read the end of the Mishnah. Ad Masai Mutar Lahachzir, when does he have, how much time does he have to demand a return? When can he, how long does he have to return that, that which was, you know, what was, that he was taken advantage of? If Deshi Yara Latagri has enough time to show the item to the merchant or the Krovo or to his relative. Rav Nachman explained, Lo Shanu, this whole Mishnah is only saying a lokeach. It's talking about the amount of time that the buyer has to figure out that he was overcharged and thereby demand a return of that extra charge. Avol mocher, but a seller who was underpaid, the olam choser. He's not going around, you know, presumably telling people how much he charged for his objects. So he always has the time to demand. He can always demand, you know what, I just realized I was underpaid and you need to give me back that difference. So that Mishnah, therefore, is not talking about the seller who was taken advantage of. It's talking about the buyer being taken advantage of. Ellis, you have to say, what's the case of the Mishnah? The Zavin, that the seller sold Shavi Esen V'Arba, that which usually goes for 24, Esen V'Timnaya for 28. So the list price is 24. What's the sixth of 24? 4. And he in fact, overcharged. He sold it for 28. So the buyer overpaid by a sixth. So the buyer has the amount of time to go show his friends and tell them what the story and how he overpaid. And then he can demand that that four be given back.
He could also demand the sale to be void.
We'll see.
But a sixth is exactly a sixth.
A sixth.
But not over.
Yeah. So now we learned in the Mishnah, exactly a sixth. Hor Rabbi Tarfon b'Lud, when Rabbi Tarfon got to Lud, he changed the numbers. He said, oh no, this amount, which is an overcharge that the buyer can demand be returned to him, is Shmona Kesef, is 8 shekel, me'asim v'arba, Kesef l'sela. When the going rate is 24 shekel for a sela. Shlish l'mekach, a third of the list price. So my life, so presumably what's the case? The Zav and Shavi Shita Shitzri, that something is going actually for 16, that's the list price. And I, the buyer, was charged SMVR by 24. So Shnami Nas, you see, what does it mean, a third? Shlishmos, Nami Shaninu. That the third is a third of what was paid, not a third of the list price. Lo, no, that's not what's going on. The Zavin, Shavin SMVR by, it was something worth 24, and I only paid 16, the Shitsar. So I paid only a third less. I took advantage. So 1 second, Minasana, so who was taken advantage of? Mocher, it's the seller was taken advantage of. So Ema Seva, read the end of that Mishnah. Amar Lahem, then Rabbi Tarfon added in Lud, Kalayom Mutar Lachzer. All day the buyer can demand a reversal. Amar Rav Nachman explained, Lud Shanu Elokeach, that's only true about the buyer, that there's a time limit in terms of when he can demand reimbursement. Avol Mocher, but a seller, Liolam Choser, always has the ability to say, wait a second, I was underpaid. I need to get more money for what I had given to you. Else, you have to say that our Mishnah is talking about really where the buyer was taken advantage of. The Zavin Shavi Esnvi Arba, he bought that which goes for 24 for 32, but lost and retrained for 32, which is a third more than the list price. Tanya Kavazi de Shmuel. On the other hand, we have a Braisa like Shmuel. The Braisa says, Mishu Tal Alav, the person who was taken advantage of, Yadu Alel Yona, he's the one who has the strength. Kate said, what does that mean? So the Mishnah gives, the Braisa explains, Machar lo shava hey bevav, the list price was 5, but he made me pay 6 for it. So 1 second, if I paid 6, that's only a sixth if we're looking at the purchase price. But if we're looking at the list price, it's more than a sixth, it's 20%. So Minasana, who was deceived and taken advantage of, Lokeach, the buyer was. So Yad Lokeach Alel Yonas, this gets to Roger's point, the buyer has the advantage. Ratza Omer Lo Teinli Mo'osai, he can say to him, give me my money back, give me that extra six, that sixth coin back. Oteinli Mash'oni Sini, he can say to him, give me that which you took advantage of me, or if you don't want to do that, give me back ma'osai, give me back all the money that I paid, and you take the object back. Now the same thing applies if the seller was taken advantage of. Machar lo shava sheish b'chamesh, the going price for the item is 6, and he sold it for 5. I underpaid, I only paid him 5. So minus ane, who was taking advantage of mocher? It's the seller, because he only got 5 for what he should have been getting 6 for. Yad mocher lo yona. So he has the advantage. Ratz omer lo, he can tell me, tein li mikhi, give me back the object, I'll give you back the money. O tein li mashini sunny, or give me back that, or give me more that you deceived me. Give me the added 6 shekel. So what do you see here? Here it's clear that the definition of sixth could be based on the purchased price that was actually paid, or based on the list price of the item, and that is like the view of Shmuel.
So this is for services too, not just items and services. Yeah. So if the guy gets a haircut and he says he overcharged him, I mean, what's he going to do? He has
He puts the hair back.
Or you know, you go into the same salon. This guy's charging $10 for a haircut, and that guy's
right. You're right. 50. So service obviously can't get the object back. Hand, yeah.
You have African hand, maybe.
If we're talking about the number 6. 5 and 1, he's paying it 5 instead 6. The 1 is exactly shishit.
Right.
So why is he giving it to him back? We have the right up to shishit.
No. When you get to the 6, it's ona, that has to be returned. Mm. It's up to it, not including a 6th.
Rabbi, there's a time difference, no? Is the seller can...
Seller always can demand more.
More than 1 day.
Yes, and it's the buyer who has either a day or even less. Chacham said less.
But Rabbi, I've been around a few years, I never seen any buyer go back to the seller and say, oh, I underpaid you. This is the difference. Never happened.
All right.
You have a one-of-a-kind piece of art.
And there is no price.
Rabbi, David has shared
That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "O kano miyada mitecha," that which you buy from hand to hand, not that which stands. Ibai lehu, they had a question. Pachos mishtus l'rabbanan. The rabbanan said that less than a sixth is forgiven. If there was an overpayment, but it was less than a sixth, the overpayer forgives it. La'al t'ravi mechila, does he forgive it right away? Or does he also have time? Obichdei shi'ir l'tagor l'krovo. Or he has enough time to show it to his relative. And if his relative says, you know, you were overcharged, he can demand it back. And only after that time elapsed do we say he forgave. Imtim Salom, if you're going to say b'chdei shi'ir l'tagor l'krovo, if you're going to say he also has a time limit, he has to show it to a merchant or a relative, and if after that time he didn't protest, then he forgives it. So then, ma'ika ben shtus l'pachos mishtus. What's the difference then between a sixth and less than a sixth? A sixth also, after the amount of time that it took him to show it to his relative, we say he forgave. So the same thing is true with less than a sixth. It's only after the amount of time he took him to show it to the relative that we say he forgave. So you could, the difference is like this, the ilushtos, that if it was that he was overcharged by a sixth, Yadal El Yonah, he has the advantage. Ratzachozer, if he wants, as Raja pointed out, he can reverse the whole deal. And if he doesn't want to do that, Ratza, if he wants, Kona, he holds on to what he bought, Umazer Onah, but he can return, he can demand a return of the overcharge. But if you say that even less than a sixth, he can demand something back, it means that he cannot overturn the whole deal. Kana, he's going to be stuck with the item, but Umazer Onah, but he can demand a return of the overcharge. So my, what's the halacha? Tashma, come in here. Chazul Divrei Chacham. The people of Lud didn't like the ruling of Rabbi Tarfon. They went back to the standards of the Chachamim. Svarua, they figured, in asking this question, that Pachos Mishlish Rabbi Tarfon, less than a third of an overcharge for Rabbi Tarfon, is Kepachos Mishlish Rabbanan. Dami, it's the same thing as less than a sixth for the Rabbanan. So now, Iyamrit Bishma, if you're going to tell me, Pachos Mishlish Rabbanan, Michdeshir Latagra Lekrovo, that if it was less than a sixth, even then, he has time to show it to his relative or to the merchant. But before that, he can demand, and only afterwards did he forgive it, but before that, he can demand the money back. Rabbi Tarfon, he had all day. That's what they didn't like, the view of Rabbi Tarfon. But if you're going to say that Pachas Mishtus, L'Rabbanan, La'al Travi Mechila, if you're going to say that according to the Rabbanan, if he overcharged by less than a sixth, right away, there's forgiveness if he overpaid by less than a sixth. Rabbi Tarfon Nami, so then according to Rabbi Tarfon, La'al Travi Mechila, right away, it's forgiven if it's less than a third. So Amai Chazu with Rabbi Tarfon. Amai Chazu, why do they reject the view of Rabbi Tarfon? With Rabbi Tarfon, Nichalu Tvei. Rabbi Tarfon is a much better point of view for them. Amai de Rabbanan Kamashvilu Ona, a sixth, which the Rabbanan says, you know, they're going to have to give it back, the seller, because that was an overcharge. Rabbi Tarfon Avi Mechila, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is right away forgiven. And the guy who overpaid is not going to be able to get that sixth back. Not going to be able to overturn the deal. So even though he's going to have a little bit of more time to reverse things, so what? The profits that they could keep are much higher. Why would they be reversing the view of Rabbi Tarfon? So Gemara says, Nisavrit, do you think, Pachos Mishlish to Rabbi Tarfon, less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, Pachos Mishlish to Rabbanan Dami, is the same as less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanan? Lo, they're not the same. According to Mishtus Va'achlish, if the overcharge was a sixth, if the overcharge goes all the way up to a third, the Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, Kishtus Atzmal Rabbanadam, it's like a full sixth. And just like a full sixth, who was taken, a guy who overpaid by a sixth, so he has the advantage. He can either demand his money back, or he can reverse the deal, and he has some time to do that. He has the time to show it to a merchant. Rabbi Tarfon says the same if it was, he agrees to that, a sixth. The argument between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim is, according to the Chachamim, if it was more than a sixth, automatically the deal was reversed. If the overcharge was more than a sixth, if it was a fifth overcharge, or a quarter overcharge, or a third overcharge, the deal is reversed. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, no, the deal is not necessarily reversed. It's up to the victim to decide whether he wants the money back or to reverse the deal. Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon are only arguing about, this question, whether automatically there's a reversal or there's an option of reversal. So, B'mai Samchum Yikara, why did the people of Lod initially like the ruling of Rabbi Tarfon, who changed, who said, no, the standards are a third and not a sixth? That didn't help them at all. So, you have to say that maybe why they were happy was Tifshot, you can resolve another question. In other words, Bitzel Mekach L'Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan say that more than a sixth, right, an overcharge of more than a sixth, an overcharge of a fifth, or an overcharge of a quarter, when we say that the deal is reversed, Li'olam Choser, it means that it can be reversed forever. A buyer who was so taken advantage of that he paid an extra 25%, he paid an extra 33%, he paid an extra 50%, he paid an extra 100%, he can always reverse the deal even after the time it takes to show it to the merchant. So, that's the view of the Rabbanan. So now, Kevin Damelu Rabbi Tarfon, since Rabbi Tarfon said that no, from a sixth to a third is still have you or not, it's still an overcharge, it's not in the category of Bitul Mekach, Samchu, they were happy because there's at least a limitation in terms of how long the guy has the option to reverse the deal. To Kiyamaluhu, because when Rabbi Tarfon said, Kolayom, they only had, but, so now, okay, so they said, initially they were happy, but then when Kiyamaluhu, when Rabbi Tarfon told them Kolayom, that they have a whole day to reverse the deal, the buyers do, that is. So then they said, you know what, we lose out, because if the overcharge was a sixth, according to the Chachamim, if that guy doesn't demand the sixth back within 2 hours, that's it, he can't demand it back anymore. But according to Ritarf, he has all day to demand it. So that's why Chazu, that's why they went back to the views of the Chachamim. Now, the Isalka Daitach, if you're going to think, Debitul Mekach L'Rabbanan, that according to the Rabbanan, when it's an overcharge of more than a sixth, and the deal gets reversed, it's only within a certain amount of time that he has to reverse the deal. B'chdesh yara l'tagra l'krovo. Only during that amount of time that it takes him to show it to the merchant or to his friend can he reverse it. But later, after a couple of hours, he can't. So b'may samchus. So why were they happy with the ruling of Rabbi Tarfon? Because the whole argument between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim is in no way beneficial to sellers, both according to Rabbi Tarfon and according to the Chachamim. People can change their mind once there was an overcharge of a sixth. And it's only the buyer who can change his mind. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Why were they happy? They were happy for the following reason. Samchu b'shtus atzma. They were happy in a case of when there was an overcharge of exactly a sixth. In other words, the thing goes for six, and I was told to pay seven for it. So why? To Rabbi Tarfon, Mechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, if it's exactly a sixth, it is forgiven right away. Rabbanan ona, and according to Rabbanan, it is ona. And I can demand either a reversal of the deal, or I can demand that coin back. That's why they were happy. But once Rabbi Tarfon said that the amount of time to reverse is the entire day, so then they didn't like it, because then in a case when the onah would be more than a sixth, according to the Chacham, there was only a certain amount of time to reverse the deal. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, there's all day to reverse the deal. Then they turned on the view of Rabbi Tarfon. Yibayilu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Bitul mekach l'rabbanan. If it was an overcharge of more than a sixth, the Chacham say the whole deal is done. So what does that mean? La'olam chozer, the buyer can reverse the deal at any time, even several days later. Odimu b'chdei shiyar l'tagor l'krovo. Or maybe he only has a limited amount of time, the amount of time to show it to a merchant, and then he can reverse the deal. Im tim salam, if you're going to tell me he only has a limited amount of time, b'chdei shiyar l'tagor l'krovo, so then ma'ika ben shtus li'eser al shtus. What's the difference between if he was overcharged a sixth or if he was overcharged more than a sixth? Both, he only has a limited amount of time to reverse the deal. So the Gemara's answer is, I'll tell you what the difference is. Ika, here's the difference. The ilu shtus, if he was overcharged a sixth, mishin es ana chozer. He, the buyer, paid an extra sixth, can reverse the entire deal. The ilu, but the seller cannot reverse the deal. If he was overcharged more than a sixth, shneyem chozim, even the seller can reverse the deal. So my, what is the halacha? Is there a time limit for more than a sixth? Tashma, coming here from our Mishnah. Chazu l'divrei chacham. They didn't like the ruling of Rabbi Tarfon and gave a whole day. They went back to the chachamim. If you're going to say according to the Chachamim, even when it's more than a sixth, he has a time limit of when he can reverse the deal. But Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, it's all day to reverse the deal. That's what they didn't like, Rabbi Tarfon. They went back to the Chachamim. But if you're going to say that according to the Chachamim, also you have all day, all forever. So why did they not like Rabbi Tarfon? Did Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tvei the kamash v'lo na kolayom v'sulo? Because according to Rabbi Tarfon, when he's saying that more than a sixth up to a third is onah, and it's not bittul mekach, it means there's only one day to reverse it and not longer. So my answer is bittul mekach lo shchiach, to have an overcharge of more than a sixth was unlikely.